This is KVNF's regional newscast for Thursday, April 1st. I'm Gavin Dahl. Democratic lawmakers from Boulder want to ban assault weapons in Colorado after the deadly mass shooting in their city last week. But Governor Jared Polis, who has the final say on the issue, is not publicly throwing his support behind a ban. When asked about it this week, Polis touted other gun control measures Colorado has already passed, including the red flag law. But he left the door open to doing more.
I'll certainly review any legislation that reaches my desk to help protect the people of Colorado while protecting our Second Amendment rights.
Lawmakers are advancing two gun bills at the state capitol, including one to penalize gun owners who fail to keep their firearms away from children at home. The Colorado Department of Corrections has announced it will provide $500 to all employees who get fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. As of Tuesday, only 40% of 6,000 state correctional staff members had been fully vaccinated. The Grand Junction Sentinel reports the incentive could cost the agency about $1.2 million. The East Portal Road will be closed to all public access, including pedestrian and bicycle traffic, throughout the 2021 season. The closure will allow the National Park System to complete roadwork and infrastructure improvements. East Portal Road provides visitor access to National Park Service facilities along the Gunnison River. Other river access is available downstream in the Gunnison Gorge National Conservation Area and upstream near the town of Gunnison. Paonia trustees approved the first reading of their marijuana ordinance last week. The ordinance formally repeals a prohibition on marijuana stores previously found in the code, adding a new section setting regulations based on two ballot measures approved in last year's election. The Delta County Independent reports details were hammered out, including the cap on licenses at 6 for retail shops and 6 for medical shops. Retail will only be allowed in commercial areas zoned C1 or C2. In order to obtain a license, a licensee must first secure a location. The ordinance gets second reading at the town trustee meeting April 13th. Applications for retail licenses to sell marijuana in Cedar Edge open tomorrow through April 30th. The town approved the application timeline at its March 18th meeting. Montrose Press reports applications will be scored on a merit system and reviewed by the town's board of trustees. Two applicants for medical and two for retail marijuana will be selected. The successful applicants should be able to open their shops by mid-June. The supply of affordable housing has not kept up with demand in Colorado or across the U.S. Eric Gladys from Colorado News Connection has more.
The need for affordable housing continues to outgrow supply in Colorado and across the U.S., according to a new report. For every 100 of Colorado's lowest income households, there are just 30 affordable rentals. A disproportionate number of the state's lowest paid workers are people of color, and nearly 3 in 4 households are forced to spend more than half their income on housing. Kathy Alderman with the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless says these families are at increasing risk of losing their homes.
Two individual households would need to be making between $50,000 and $75,000 in order to afford a rental in Colorado. And that's much higher than our current minimum wage would allow if somebody was working 40 hours a week.
Cities across Colorado have taken some steps to grow their inventory of affordable housing. In 2015, Denver passed the Affordable Housing Fund, which Alderman says has helped get more affordable housing into the pipeline. But she adds that the city also repealed a zoning measure requiring developers to make a certain percentage of residential units affordable. Alderman worries that not-for-profit developers will not be able to develop enough middle to low-income housing on their own to meet current and future demands. She says for-profit companies need to do their part to fill in the affordable housing gap, because there currently are no incentives for developers to shift away from building high-end units. Alderman says state lawmakers may need to step in.
Clearly, if there is a gap of 70 units for every 100 needed, the market is not working. Developers are not bringing those units online because there is not as much profit.
She says in the short term, it's also critical to increase funding for vouchers so the state's lowest paid workers can stay housed in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic. Nationally, researchers found a shortage of 6.8 million affordable and available rentals for households considered to be extremely low income, with incomes at or below the poverty level or 30% of their area median income. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
Roadwork on a 4-mile stretch of U.S. 50 between Gunnison and Montrose is set to start in about 2 weeks. The Little Blue Creek Canyon project will cause partial and complete road closures over the next 2 years. It will directly impact travel between Lake City and Gunnison and Montrose and Delta. Laura Palmisano speaks with project official Kathleen Vanatovich and project manager Travis Madsen.
Well, this project has been in the planning for several years, since 2016, and some of the planning work dates even before that. It's a very narrow roadway section that has seen some accidents over the year. So it's a really, it's a safety critical improvement project in this area. There's been several other improvement projects that have taken place over the years over US 50. But this last stretch is a 4-mile stretch that is a windy road and a canyon. And really the project is critical to improve safety for the motorist.
Why will it take 2 years to complete?
Well, the work that needs to be done is very technical in nature, in that we're going to be doing some rock fall work there, which requires the road to be closed.
With blasting, you're going to have a lot of material that comes down. How do you ensure that this material is not getting down into the waterway below?
I think the common misconception is that we are just blasting things and it's flying all over the place. It's a controlled blast, and then it's actually shoved off the bench after you shoot it. The blasting sounds impressive, but it is controlled. It is done in a manner where you're not sending everything flying all over the place. In addition, you know, obviously some stuff will come down, and when we're pushing it off, it slides down. But we have barriers, different measures that we use to keep material where we want it and get it picked up and moved out of the way.
What does the schedule for road closure look like?
US 50 is open to two-way traffic beginning Friday afternoons at 5:30 p.m., all day Saturday, all day Sunday, and through the morning hour on Monday through 8:30 a.m. So that's when the road is completely open to traffic. So during the day, the roadway will be open for single lane alternating operations between 6:30 and 8:30 a.m. Monday through Friday, 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Thursday.
What are the alternative routes for commuters during the project?
Well, the official detour for this project is I-70. And that's the detour that we will be promoting across the entire state for those that are, you know, our visitors and those that are not familiar with the area. The local detour is US 92 or Highway 92. And that is restricted to vehicles that are less than 70 feet in length.
You just heard Kathleen Vanatovich and Travis Madsen speaking to KVNF's Laura Palmisano about the Little Blue Creek Canyon project on US Highway 50. Delta County Libraries announced expanded hours for spring at all branches this week. Masks are still required and available upon request. Details at deltalibraries.org. That does it for Thursday's KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.